I'm in the dressing room now, backstage with Janiah Brugger, who is a fellow Chicagoan, I found out. Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited.
Well, it's nice to have you here in Philadelphia. I know this is not your first visit. You've been with them before, and you're doing Mahler 4. Probably the most optimistic of his symphonies in many respects. This is the type of work that would be the perfect introduction to Mahler because it's very accessible.
Absolutely. I mean, it's music from start to finish is absolutely gorgeous and ethereal. And by the time you get to the ending, which kind of ties in the first three movements, it's just paradise. It's exotic and gorgeous music. It just starts so quiet and gorgeous. And then you get these sudden bursts of sound, and it's just incredible. So I think if they haven't heard it before, it'll be a great treat for them to experience Mahler for the first time with this.
Well, you get to sit through three movements, and listening to those movements must set the mood somehow.
Oh gosh, yes. And of course, with every conductor that you work with, they have their own taste, their own style, and how they want to do it. But with Mirga, I got to do it with her before with the LA Phil just a couple months ago, and I love her approach to it. She's very attentive to the details, and I got to sit with the orchestra for those three movements. And yeah, it just sets everything right from the beginning. There's this peace and this calm, and then this child comes and gives you their take on what heaven must be like. And it really, it helps me to get into the moment, I'd say, right before that, hearing those first three movements.
One of the things I note about Mahler, and it's one of the joys of being a musician, is that he is so specific about what he wants.
Yeah.
His scores, if you follow them to the letter, you're home free.
Absolutely, yeah. That's something I was told when I was studying this piece for the first time, is that he's very clear in what he wants, and it all makes sense, too, with the text and from a singer's point of view, with how to approach it. It's very specific. Kind of like how Mozart is, in a way. Gives you everything that they want in the score so that there's no surprises, but then also gives you a little bit room to make it your own as well.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.